Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Bond Charge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Bond Charge Neck and Chest Mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near-infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to bondcharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. Talking to you, you work hard and you're not ashamed of that. And I was always too school for cool. I was never the cool kid. You know, I always had to work for what I've achieved. And you know, I was never the smartest person. Like I was always, you know, one of the smarter people, but I could close the gap between myself and, you know, the smartest person by the amount of effort, the amount of time, the amount of focus that I put in. I would often be able to surpass them because of the effort that I would put in. And I think you've been blessed with natural talent, right? So even though you hated it when your skates were too tight, but you know, I think it's abysmal, and it's a horrendous tragedy when you have natural talent but you don't go all in on it, you know, to harness that talent. Would you agree with that?
I totally would. And the concept of making effort cool again, like I relate to that greatly. I think that I definitely can reflect on how hard I've worked, you know, in my career. And I think daily about how hard I need to work to continue this. The NHL life is fun. It's one you want to hold on to. We talked about some of my long-term focus. You know, there is this secondary career out there that's dark and murky. I don't know what that is. And honestly, I look ahead thinking that whatever it is I want to do next, it's going to take the type of intensity and work that I invested in my current career. And I'm staring at this mountain like I have so much work to do. And I do think just in the instant gratification world that we live in, you know, there's not a product in the world I can't have at my door. And you know, it seems like the next day with Amazon and all these crazy different services, Instagram, you can, you know, see anywhere in the world at any given moment. I do think that if you know, this platform that I'm trying to create can be sort of like a free advertisement for sustainable, consistent, long-term effort. I do that for other people so that they can feel inspired by it and hopefully take stronger action. But it's also to keep me accountable. It's also like a reminder to me, hey, know what got you here. Know what it's going to take to get you to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sort of cheap ride to the quality of life I want to help, you know, lead and have for me and my family. I love that. Make effort cool again. It really is something that, for whatever reason, you know, seems out of style sometimes.
Yeah.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And let's talk a little bit about this, potential life after NHL. I know right now that's all that's in your sphere of focus is NHL performance, train, sleep, repeat. But you and I have had some conversations, you know, offline around, you know, what life might be like after NHL, you know, what life might be like after, you know, your time, your chapter, if you will, in the NHL. And I think it's brilliant because I think most pro athletes, you know, they don't think about the future. And, you know, we see, you know, them running into, you know, they retire the uniform and it's almost like they're retiring, you know, who they are and everything that they've, you know, worked so hard to achieve. Is there, do you find that in thinking about that post hockey life, does that free up space for you right now? Like, does that remove some of the charge or remove some of the anxiety or the, cause you know, the NHL can be like this big pressure cooker of stress, right? There's this, you know, there's 31 teams. There's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of scarcity in that. And, you know, hearing you, like you, like it's a 24 hour gig, right? Like you're always thinking about how can I do better? How can I improve on whatever skill or, you know, benchmark that I'm trying to punch through. Do you find that just thinking about what life might be like after the NHL, does that free up any, you know, brain juice or physical space for you to perform better right now?
Absolutely. I think it helps create some more poise. It helps me see my career from a distance as this journey that I'm on. I hope that my NHL career is one of the great things I'm able to do in my life. It's not over. You know, I've listened to people talk, you know, you're in the health and wellness industry. I'd like to live to 150, you know, and we'd like to think that's a possibility within our lifetime. And, well, if the average career, if a Hall of Fame career ends at 40, like there's still a lot of meat left on that bone.
Yeah, man.
So I think when I'm able to pick my head up and breathe and understand, like, this is my life and this will all be my life. And where I'm going with that is it's very easy to get caught up in the daily schedule and the daily grind and the daily competition to feed into that stress, this big ball that can accumulate, versus when you make room to feel grateful just for this day and for this challenge and to know that you will have a day where you can look back on this and be like, wow, like I really answered the bell. I was challenged 82 times a year. I got traded this time or I went through that injury. There's something about looking at this through the eyes of like your future self. How would I be proud of myself in the future based on how I respond right now. Like, how would I want me to act? And I think that creates some distance sometimes from the heat of the moment.
All right, Betty's, if you found that that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.